You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN. It's an exciting time for all of us, and I'd like to, if I can, start off by saying something very exciting on this Tuesday evening, and that is that ENN has a sponsor. Yes, it is brought to you by WPT Online Borgata Series, powered by Party Poker US Network. I would like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Who decided when vacation is?
Then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Doesn't concern me in the least. Once the show ends, I stop thinking about you.
You know what? That's not a lie.
And then I'd like to take us back to a horrifying moment just a little while ago on the program. This is good. Afternoon drive personality smacks face dead. ... in pile of snow.
Peter Morali writes, this is a good one. Smacks face dead in pile of snow.
What?
It's a good show, Michael. You should listen.
What do you say to that? How do you?
I say that I've seen signs lately that I'm starting to lose it. I don't think it's good.
That was in a word.
Troubling.
Yeah. There's no way around it.
That not only was he not listening, Peter.
I listened. I laughed. How could I have not listened?
Because you laughed because you didn't hear what he said. But
no, I did hear what he said. And then I completely forgot that he said it.
It was really sincere laughter. That's the troubling part.
Now, a friend of mine just texted me. He wanted to know if Don could do his cameo while shoveling the snow.
That's a good, Don. That's
$25 to find out.
Don, you have any been rolling in yet?
3 so far.
Wow.
Look at that. That's $75 right there.
By the way, I'm still available on Cameo at Rosenberg Radio. It's tremendous.
Haven't been getting much work, have you?
No. I don't really promote it anymore, but...
If they're not knocking your door down for the holidays, that's not a good sign.
You think that, this is the time where I should be promoting it more.
And did you know today that Smokey Robinson tweeted at the people that booked him and said, I'd like another try. I need a do-over.
Happy Chinooka.
So I think he got a lot of grief for Happy Chinooka.
I love that drop forever. And by the way, I should say, tonight is the 6th night of Chinooka.
Two more
Happy
crazy nights.
Happy Chinooka.
It's so good. It sounds so good. Now, RJ, I know you sent me the audio, but I don't have the audio. So let me know when I'm telling a story if we have audio that accompanies it nicely. We'll start off with last night's football game. Lamar Jackson left the game with, quote-unquote, cramps. However, he was able to come back in, seize the opportunity, make a big move, and toss a 44-yard touchdown pass to put the Ravens back on top. Let's hear from Lamar Jackson on his exit and return to the game.
I started cramping on the field. The two passes I throw, like right before those two passes I throw to Willie and Mark, the overthrow, I was cramping my throw on. And I'm telling coach, I'm like, man, I need to get some salt in my system real quick. And, you know, we're playing the ball. I'm on the sideline. We end up, Tyson end up catching the pick, interception. We go down and score. And right after that, I get a ball to JK and my leg just started cramping. And I'm like, I need something now, like, to help me get better real quick, because this is a crucial game right here. You know, both teams are playing their hearts out. And we went to the back. Dr. Tuck, she was helping me out a lot. And Kev came back, started scratching me. Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. As I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still scratching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude, because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start now. Like, we just got to go out there now. And I start running out there. It's fourth down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with the victory.
Did you see the interview you had with Lisa Salters?
No.
It was he's really an endearing guy, and at the end he goes, she said, thank you, Lamar. And he goes, thank you, Miss Lisa, and ran off.
And you just like that.
I like that. He's a nice person.
He's a nice man. Now, a lot of people believe that cramping was not the right word, that there's an M there that doesn't belong.
I think you're right.
There's somebody that it's gone on record. I think you're all familiar with Roberto Luongo's work, former goaltender in the National Hockey League, future Hall of Famer, that had I think he was in Vancouver, where he had to skate off the ice because of an issue. Okay? So when the Baltimore Ravens last night tweeted out, quarterback Lamar Jackson cramps, is questionable to return, Luongo, who goes by the name of Strombone on Twitter, says, I can totally relate, smiley face. So
Don, that would be the way it's handled if the issue is bathroom situation.
Yes. Now, people say that people that are discarding that theory say, well, he was gone for 20 minutes.
Well, a lot of people don't know this. He's reading Booker's book.
No, it's just that it might have been a situation where, you know, it's not like he's around the corner. Okay, I'm good. And how many times did he almost get to the field and have to run back? So it's possible. It happens.
You know what, Don? I fear I've lost Michael again.
No, I'm right here.
I feel like if you were paying attention to me, you would have laughed at that joke. I just didn't.
I'm afraid to laugh at something and then repeat it later.
Well, but the idea really that the reason Lamar Jackson took so long in the bathroom is because he was reading Booker's book in the middle of the game, that imagery, I thought, really should have set you into a good place, and it didn't.
Maybe you need a vacation, Michael.
Tomorrow,
you know what?
7 o'clock it starts.
Take Thursday and Friday. It doesn't start tomorrow. You're doing the show tomorrow. I mean, it may feel like vacation.
I said it's 7. Did you hear? You also don't listen. I said it starts tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Oh, tomorrow at 7, you said. What if when Lamar came back and started answering questions, he just started in detail breaking down the deuce that he took during the...
Oh, my God. That's gross. What's wrong with you?
You know, sometimes you sit down, it's quicker. Sometimes it's longer. It's one of those situations we had to sit down and really bear down. Just relax. Sometimes you just got to breathe. And I was listening to a podcast, The Daily, and, you know, Michael Barbaro, the sound of his voice relaxed me, and I was able to get it done and get back out on the field get a win.
He said before he had to jump in when McSorley got hurt that he was stretching on the sideline. Well, I don't know. Maybe Don does this after he goes to the bathroom. Who stretches? He was cramping up.
Well, yeah, but if the whole thing's a story.
He also said his arm was cramping up. I don't think that that's really a byproduct of having to go to the bathroom.
But God, I do think about how terrible, like, how bad would it be if you were preparing for, like, the biggest sporting event of your lifetime, and moments before it started, you were just ravaged with stomach pain, and you had to go and couldn't do anything?
Don, maybe he didn't say this on the air. Maybe, didn't Greg Buddle say that players used to just go?
Oh, yeah.
In their pants.
Oh, that?
In the middle of a game, he just went. They went.
There was a story that he told about guys, they'll just get a bunch of guys to hold towels up and kind of make a tent around them so they will go right there on the field.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, and then he told another story about how there was an accident and they cleaned them off and put the towels under the bench, and then there was a player that, like, sat down and grabbed the towel not realizing and used the towel.
But and now did they he wiped the towel all over his face?
Yeah.
Was the player's name Drew DiGiuliani?
No, and I'm sure now that they have that tent where they put you in for the injuries, I'm sure that gets used all the time now, right?
I would think so. Didn't you also say, Don, that, like, when players get together, all they do is tell stories about this?
They'll have stories about it. Tony Siragusa told me a story how he was down. Siragusa told a story that when you were watching the game, you would think that there was a possibility he was paralyzed because he was down flat on his back, not moving. And during the broadcast, they said they might bring out the stretcher. He's not moving. They were like fearing for him being paralyzed, when actually he had went to the bathroom and didn't want to get up because they were wearing the white pants and they would have known.
Did
so
he
they
get
got
the stretcher?
Him off the field as if he was seriously injured, when actually it was that that happened on the field and he didn't want anybody to know.
We'll wrap this subject up on this
note.
Yeah,
please do.
But I will just say, of all the people who I don't want to think about the results of a trip to the bathroom, I would put Tony Siragusa on the top of that list.
Remember when Tony was like such a huge part of this station, Don?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What was he doing?
I mean, we had to do our show from his restaurant in Jersey every Monday, right, Don?
Every Monday during football season, we'd be at Tiffany's over on 46 in Jersey. I think it was. I think that's technically still Wayne.
Was he still playing?
No.
No. He was on. He was the sideline guy for Kenny Albert.
And why were you doing shows from his restaurant?
I think he had a relationship with the management.
Yes. I think a chance meeting on the beach.
I'm so sorry I missed that time.
See, but Don, we did a whole football season there, so that's at least 17 days. 17 days I was in Jersey, just completely refuting your hypothesis that I don't do Jersey.
But you were forced to by work.
Yes.
I was in Jersey, right?
So also, with regard to that game, the freak safety with no time left at the end of that game swung millions of dollars. The Ravens spread, a lot of people had it at 3. Was it 2.5 for us?
Yes.
We had 2.5 when we picked, yeah.
But for a lot of people, the line was 3, meaning it was a
push. And
3.5. Or if you had it 3.5, you were losing.
Right.
Now, the incredible thing is, you think you're getting your push, or if it's 3.5 and you picked Cleveland, you're just sitting there happy with your win, and then this fakakta lateral business at the end
right.
ends up with a safety and a 5-point win for Baltimore and cover. It is unbelievable. How it feels like this season there have been so many spreads that have had ridiculous swings in the last final moments of the game.
It's really been incredible. And this needs to be said too, guys. Even though he was given the job, that whole crew was given the job at the beginning of the season, that game is when Steve Levy became the voice of Monday Night Football. He nailed that whole game. They were all three of them were terrific. And that's what it takes, right? When you have a game like that, and that's a game that they're going to replay, that's one of those instant classic games, and a major part of it was what a great job that those three did, specifically Steve Levy. Tremendous.
Trace McSorley, by the way, the Ravens backup who was injured last night, is now officially on the IR, according to Ravens social media.
Peter, did you hear what FanDuel did?
I did not.
They refunded all the money that people had lost on that safety. They didn't refund it. They gave them site credit. So they essentially gave back $750,000.
But I don't even see why they would feel the need to do that.
Because that's, they said this has been a really tough year. There have been a lot of losses.
Well, that's nice
like
of them.
Yeah.
That's
incredible. Because that's just gambling. It wasn't like something – it's a strange event, Peter, but it wasn't anything that was like in question. It just – that happens, you know, and they didn't have to do that. So that's pretty good.
That's a really, really thoughtful thing to do and a great marketing plan as well. Roger Goodell says that the NFL will not jump the line for COVID-19 vaccines. He said the league is not planning on having players or personnel get vaccinated ahead of the Super Bowl. He also said there's been no determination made as to stadium capacity for the game at Raymond James Stadium, which has been 25% capacity since week 6, around 16,000 fans per game.
I think I could guarantee this. February 6th it is, right? I think the Super Bowl?
Yes.
If they say every seat could be filled, every seat would be filled. Without vaccine, every seat would be filled.
Well, I mean, I
agree.
I, I agree with you now. I don't think that makes it right, and I don't think the NFL would want to see
that.
No,
it doesn't make it right, but I'm telling you the thought process. If when the Knicks open on December 22nd, I think they open on the road for the first home game, if they open Madison Square Garden, and things are pretty bad here in New York, and said every seat could be filled, every seat would be filled.
I don't know.
I think
not sure about.
April 1st, Yankees open up their season. Still, everybody doesn't have the vaccine. You can come if you want to. We assume no responsibility. 50,000 people would be there.
I'm starting to go with Michael here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to fight him on it, especially.
How can you? Every celebrity, so many celebrities that I see on social media are having parties constantly. People are just they don't care. And once they know the vaccine's out there and that it's like an option, they'll see it as like a free pass.
I but here's the one difference. I get it that there are people having parties and all that, but those are people that you know. So you're gonna walk.
Not really.
But it's still like, it's like-minded people. It's people that you probably know, even if it's from afar. It's not like complete strangers.
Yeah, but all of that is, you realize all of that means nothing. I know the point you're trying to make, but it doesn't actually improve anything. That's where people are getting sick. They go, oh, it's just my uncle. Love my uncle. Yeah, but do you ask your uncle what he's doing every day? Oh, it's just my niece and nephew. Well, are your niece and nephew in basketball class and hockey and swimming? Oh, they're seeing kids 4 days a week? This is where it's spreading. Everyone's under the guise that you're going to get it walking down the street or on an airplane. But it's not. It's when you think you're comfortable with someone and you start chatting in their face. I'm with Michael. I think people just wouldn't care. You know what would make us all feel better, though, right now?
What's that?
What's that?
Zion Watch.
Ooh. Zion.
Zion Watch.
Hard to dunk in ninth grade. Oh!
Wilkins at the steal. Oh, my goodness. Wilkins. And here he goes.
Zion played his first game without any thought of a minute restriction. Played 33 minutes and 13 seconds in New Orleans preseason opener. Third most minutes he's ever played in a game. No restrictions for Zion this year. 26-11 in the game. And they asked Zion afterwards what it was like getting to stay in at the end.
It was a different feeling. I can't even lie. It was a different feeling for sure. I think I was only able to finish the game like 3, maybe 4 times last year. But it was a great feeling. When the clock struck zero, I was almost like, wow, like it's been a while. And then, you know, after the game, they saying I played 33 minutes. You know, that's why I play basketball, you know, to play a lot of minutes and to help my team win.
Wearing a mask.
And somewhere Alvin Gentry is punching his pillow.
Why?
Why couldn't he do it? Jeff Stan Van Gundy is doing it.
Oh, yes. That would make sense. Well, but hold on. Wasn't the difference just waiting till this year? Isn't that it?
But Alvin Gentry lost his job being the good soldier.
By the way, they were pretty good. Whatever.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Some positive news. It's still, you know, moment to moment, but a Florida basketball star, Keontae Johnson, in critical condition, but now stable and following simple commands, according to a statement from the University of Florida earlier.
Mom and dad had a statement later, and they said he's actually speaking with doctors and them.
Good.
So, of course, he collapsed over the weekend, a terrifying moment. But, yeah, it looks as if it's going the right direction, which is
I think nice. Everybody is really nervous. Remember Florida at the beginning when they started, got together and worked out, they had a lot of positive COVID tests and had to shut down for a while. So if this kid had COVID and what happened to him is a byproduct of the COVID, that would put a scare into a lot of people in the NCAA.
Yeah, I wonder if it would, Michael. Because again, everybody is playing the percentages.
Well, no. Right? I don't. I think they'd still plow through. I agree, Don. But it would. It's going to cost them a lot of money. They're ripe for a lawsuit.
I don't know. Like I don't know what do these players have agreed to. Yeah, I don't know if any of them is being forced to play. I don't know if they'd have. I would like to see them have grounds for a lawsuit, but would they?
Well, the interesting thing is, according to NCAA protocol, if you do have COVID-19, you have to have extensive tests, including on the heart, because of the possibility of myocarditis. Right. How could they have done extensive tests on his heart? And if this is a heart issue, have had this. And I know people go into the doctor's office and undergo a physical, and they could drop dead in their car. Everything could have been fine, but we don't know. But I'm sure a lot of people are worried about that being connected to what happened. I hope that's not the case.
I don't know.
I hope the kid's okay.
There's been plenty of, you know, what was the there's been plenty of players that have collapsed because of heart issues. There was an NFL quarterback back in, I forget what his name was, it was a Detroit Lion in the mid-70s, who actually died of a heart attack on the field. But you figure that you're always going through tests at the start of the season. Like, is it possible that things can get missed or that things can develop since the last time you were checked? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big question. Some news from the Jets, Peter.
Oh, here we go. This is exciting.
Sergio Castillo, their kicker, kicked out, cut, after missing three field goals. I guess Sam Ficken is ready after his groin injury.
Well, about Ficken time.
That was pretty bad. Not that it, you know. Well, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, it could have made some sort of a difference.
It could
have. Some of those misses came when there was still a competitive portion to be played.
Yeah, it's such a killer. Such an emotional momentum killer to move the ball and miss easy field goals.
Speaking of which, because we talked about the game last night. I mean, is there a better kicker in the history of this sport than Justin Tucker?
Not really.
I mean, was there any question about that kick last night? Any?
No.
I know he missed a 36-yarder last week. But, God, is he money. And it's been a while now. We've seen kickers, Peter Wright, have like runs where they seem like automatic. Like when Bailey was with the Cowboys. But this guy's been good for over a decade now.
Remember how bad it fell off for Vinatieri?
Yeah, but it was like
he was 48 years old.
I understand. But when it fell off a cliff, Justin Tucker's 31. This could be another 7-8 years of this.
Gostkowski, it fell off a cliff for him. He was money.
Yeah, Gostkowski too. No, Justin Tucker. It's funny. We downplay those positions, but
when they're bad, you notice.
Oh, my God. And when they're good. By the way, you know, Washington's had the best or second best punter over the last 3 years, Tress Way. It keeps you in games. The other day when Washington had no offense and Haskins could not move the ball and they're playing a field position game and you continuously get backed up to your goal line but punt to the opposing 30, it allows you to win a field position game constantly. It's a game saver. Giannis is going to sign a Supermax extension with the Bucks. Adrian Wojnarowski on SportsCenter talking about Giannis.
Well, I just think it speaks to who Giannis Antetokounmpo is and how he was raised in Athens and his family and just how he views loyalty and commitment. And I think part of what took him maybe more time to make this decision was he takes very seriously the idea of making a commitment, that it isn't just, well, hey, I can sign and then I could force a trade in a couple of years. You know, James Harden has 3 years left on his contract as an example and can force a trade and likely will at some point get out of Houston. He looks at it differently, and in his mind, making a commitment is just that. He had to think through this. This was a huge decision for him, and believing that he could win with the Bucks, and now he's done that, and he's committed, and they can continue now to build a roster around Giannis in Milwaukee.
Now, all those years after Lou Alcindor decided to demand his way out of Milwaukee keeps their great player.
Giannis is plus 450. To win MVP this year, be of course back-to-back, that makes him the second most likely. Who do you think is the single best chance to win MVP in the NBA for this 2020-2021 season?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis would be at plus 800, so no.
Hmm.
There's only one player better than the plus 450 LeBron? For Giannis. No. And
what'd you say, Michael?
LeBron.
I'll put it this way, too. It's this one player with Giannis who you guys probably aren't going to think of.
And then he's the favorite to win?
That's right. And then after Giannis, there's a precipitous drop-off to the next one, which would be Steph Curry at plus 750.
They couldn't make Durant the favorite, so...
Kevin Durant is plus 1,500 along with Jim Harden.
Who are we missing, Don?
Well, think about the Doncic. Teams, right?
There it is!
Wow. Oh, yeah, I guess... Yeah, why not?
Luka Don Lugrekacic, plus 400. Giannis at plus 450. Then it drops all the way to plus 750 at Steph. Anthony Davis, plus 800. LeBron, 850. And then the last three, Kawhi, KD, and Jim Harden. That will do it for this, a Tuesday edition of ENN. It is brought to you tonight by our friends at WPT Online Borgata Series, powered by Party Poker US Network.
He was going to say Party Pooper.
No, yeah, no, no. Well, it was on my mind from the Lamar Jackson story. Party Poker US Network, your free $45 satellite entry ticket is waiting. Go to BorgataPoker.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and in New Jersey to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doesn't that shirt make Peter look like he's working at Applebee's? He's asking if you want the party platter.
I would work at Ruby Tuesdays if I had a choice.
Oh, very underrated. Good call.
I'm a big fan.
I love Applebee's.
No, Applebee's
is back there.
Living good in the neighborhood, Michael.
Yeah. Don't you dare disparage Applebee's.
If they could be a sponsor, so I don't want to say, but no.
They have an appetizer. They have these like tacos. Awesome stuff.
I'll never know.
Wow. Snob.
No, it's not that. Snob? I just said I love Ruby Tees. I'm even down for Fridays. But
you don't like Applebee's?
No.
Who have the greatest buffalo, boneless buffalo wings you'd ever want to have.
Really the greatest? Have you ever been to a place called Buffalo Wild Wings? Shame on you.
I love
Wings
them
Beer
too.
Sports.
Yeah, no.
They know what they're doing over there, seriously.
But no, B-Dubs is delicious.
Right? And you say, give me the boneless buffalo wings, hot, and the mozzie sticks. That's a feast.
And I don't doubt it. But B-Dubs says, hold my beer.
Yeah, they got it. They know what they're doing.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.